This is a new Rio, Woodard Coleman and Annie. This is a new Rio, Woodard Coleman and Annie. This is really the first Rio, but he has tapes on other Rios. Now, this is a continuation of the visit on Friday, the 20th of June, 69. This is a continuation of the visit. Early Friday morning, the 20th of June, 69, Woodard had come over here early for hay, and we slipped off and went over there to talk to Annie. While he was gone, we thought that she was retired and she wouldn't talk.
See, you know, that's the land come right at the edge of that road there.
Yeah.
Yes, and so I try to keep it. I don't keep mine like it ought to, but I try to keep it beat down strong kind of way. It takes a lot of work when it starts to rain.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
And that growing season.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. You get a shower of rain too. And why is it? It's dry. I had this year pretty well good clean, you know, when it's dry, you know. This time the rain started. I done cut it once since the rain started, and I didn't need cutting again.
Yeah. And then over there in your cross ties,
yes,
grow up.
I got to try to make some kind of rain to get somebody to help me to get them out of what's any good and bring those up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put them there for maybe you, for fence post, one along as they need it, you know.
Did you see that other trailer there with hay in it? Right there under the shed?
I thought I'd notice one over there, but you know, I didn't know about it.
Well, now, if you want that, you can have it.
Yes. That's on the shed to the right. It's coming out when I was coming outside.
Right there where the cars are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I noticed some in that, but you know, I...
It's in the little wagon, or just like the one you...
Yes, sir. But you didn't tell me, you know. We just talking about the one that's out there, and
yeah.
I go around a man's place, I don't bother no more than what he tell me to do.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, that was out in the open, and I just thought about that at first.
Yes,
I'd push the other one in, and
that's
I just
right.
didn't think about it.
That's right. That's right, sir.
It's all pretty fast.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to fool with it, you just, for Emma, that's be my compliments to Emma.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, sir. All right, sir. Thank you, Will.
If she eats some of that hay, then she ought to let me trim her feet, ought
she? She should. Well, it's not in the way right now, is it?
Oh, no.
So, well, I'll come back and pick it up.
Sure.
Somebody might come out in the mail, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not in
sure,
yes.
Sure. I can make a trip down there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fine. I see you all found a seed spot.
Yeah. Miss Annie's been just telling me all about that old camphor tree. That's the biggest one I ever saw. Who
yes.
planted it, did you say?
My Coleman's mother. She set it out there.
Oh, my.
Yes, that's the largest one I ever seen.
Set it out when it was just a little switch?
Yes, ma'am. It was very small.
It's a beautiful one. But you don't care for it being that large.
No, not that large.
Well, it's away from your house. You don't have to worry
yes,
about that.
Yes, but Mr. Mark, I have so many leaves in the start of shed. Oh, the leaves just everywhere.
Well, what do you do about it?
I kind of rake them up and burn them up.
Yeah.
But it works to keep the leaves. Sometimes I just stop with them and Coleman picks it up and curates them.
Yeah. I tell you, it looks to me like there's a lot around here to do, Miss Sandy.
It is.
Yes, Sandy.
Oh, and things to cut.
And what did you say about years ago? You didn't have to buy anything.
We didn't have to buy no meat.
Only thing you bought was
flour, meal, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And before we moved over here. We would shell corn and send the meal to corn to the mill and grind it, and we didn't have to buy meal.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing you had to buy was
bread and bread and other things that we wouldn't want.
Uh-huh. Y'all use grits now?
Grits? I love grits. I don't think I'm eating breakfast unless I've got grits.
Uh-huh. How you cook them?
I just boil them.
Put a little butter on them?
No, I don't want nothing on mine. I don't bother with butter. Sometimes I put just a little margarine.
What else you got for breakfast?
Just plain grits.
Grits and can fry Coleman eggs, I don't bother with eggs. And the doctor stopped both of us off of bacon.
Yeah.
It's not these bacon.
Well, that saves you some money.
But I will eat a little piece. Coleman too now and then, but I eat a little piece, but not much as I used to.
Well, what do you eat for breakfast if the doctor takes you off what you used to?
Oh, the doctor I'm going to now, that was Dr. Strange, just had me here starving. You know, I had got on to 92 pounds, and yeah, since Christmas, I've taken real sick here, and he wasn't here. He was in Jacksonville, Dr. Strange. And so his nurse called up Mr. Wolf down there and told him to take me to Gainesville to the medical center. Not the medical center.
Alachua.
Ma'am?
The hospital.
Yes, ma'am. There to the... I don't know what to call them. Clinic. And so they carried me over that day, and there was a young doctor. He was out from the university. He waited on me, and I've been improving ever since. And I weighed 110 and was down to just 92 pounds. Dr. Strange didn't want me to eat anything, but this doctor over there told me, eat anything that I want to eat, but not much salt, just a little bit of salt. And I just said Dr. Strange was starving.
Well, you know, Miss Bessie changed doctors.
Yeah.
And the doctor, she had her on some stuff that was for her blood pressure. And she just got up in the morning. She just didn't feel like getting up. And you know, just as soon as she went to this new doctor, she just pitted up.
And gained to
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor was in the same office.
Well, I went over there. Same day y'all came in the mule and I was gone. That doctor what I'd been going, I think his name was Dr. Stiles, the first one. The radium doctor. He was finishing up, the nurse told me that day, and he wasn't in, but I had another young doctor in there. So I did, told me I didn't eat anything that I want to eat except salt. Don't bother with too much salt. I use any, just a little.
But you still don't eat bacon for breakfast much.
No, I don't never bother with no bacon for breakfast.
Well, you can't live on grits for breakfast.
Yeah, I eat peanut butter and bread. I can make a meal off of peanut butter and bread. Bread.
Breakfast?
Mm-hmm. Any meal.
I can too.
I do love peanut butter.
I do too.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love peanut butter.
I think that's good for you. I could just sit there and keep on eating it. I quit every time. You know, I say, well, I've had enough today.
Well, peanut oil is good for you.
Yeah. Is it fattening? I heard a lady told me it's fattening.
I think
it must be something I'm picking up, so.
You just stay on peanut butter.
What kind of syrup do you use, Miss Annie?
I don't use no syrup. We got some of a homemade syrup, but I don't use it. I don't know about the syrup.
You don't care for syrup? Well, I thought everybody had to have a little syrup.
I don't care for it. Now, Coleman used to sit down and eat it every meal. He didn't eat a meal unless he had to have syrup. But now he don't bother with it.
Don't?
No. I don't know why he stopped.
And you don't cook cakes and pies and things like
now
that?
Now and then, I bake two, bake three Saturday. And I carried two, sent Coleman, carried two up to Walker's house after he died. There's going to serve done up there. And I sent two up there and I kept one.
Hey, it's mighty nice, but
yeah.
You're never going to get there, Miss Anna.
I know
it.
Y'all going to Gainesville from here?
Yeah, I'm going to take Faye in. And
well,
next time he comes over, you come over and look at the
thank
horses.
Thank you. I will, Mr. Miles.
Now, don't you forget it.
I won't.
Come over and see Faye's horses. They're pretty.
And we got some pretty cows, too.
Yes, that lady. What you say her name?
Jackie.
I can never think of it. She was telling me about them horses and cows y'all have.
Yeah.
They were so beautiful.
Yeah. And they do love to visit. They like to come up and just visit with you.
You need to go in the pasture where they are, Miss Annie.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now Miss Annie picked up there towards the end. She was standing out under the tree in the lane with Faye. Woodard had I'd moved the car on up there so he could get on up towards his gate, and that's where I was talking to him. And I came on down there. I wanted to come all the time with the machine. I seem to be the only one who can take a machine with me. I saw Faye and Miss Annie just talking to Blue Streak, and this is the end of that visit on Friday morning. It's up in the morning now. She thought we said we were in a hurry to leave. We had to get into Gainesville. On Friday morning, the 20th of June, 69, on Friday morning, the 20th of June, 69, now this is a new reel. Woodard Coleman won, I guess it is. Woodard's on other tapes, on other reels. Channel 1 right, 118. Channel 1 right, 118. And this is the end of the visit with Woodard Coleman on Friday morning, Miss Annie, really, Friday morning, the 20th of June, 69. Now, this is Monday, the 23rd of June, 69. This is Monday, and Woodard has come right after dinner, wasn't it, Faye? Right after lunch. We're in the hot to pick up some more hay, and I had baled some on Sunday out there in the horse lot, in the horse's pasture. And I left it out there. I thought no use hauling and picking it up twice, and somebody would come along and get it. So I went out there with Woodard, and he drove, and I loaded. By the time he got out, I had it up there. And he was loading it with his spare wheel. As big as a bale of hay or bigger. In the pickup truck. And left his tailgate up. So we loaded it up and came up in here and finished it. And then I got those ropes out and we tied it on. So he could take those corners on two wheels if he wanted to. This is Monday afternoon after dinner in the heat of the day. And after he finished, we came on here to eat a bite. We came on in here to eat a bite. I mean to drink. Get a drink. Here at the kitchen table.
I saw you out there. It's better about 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir. Yes, it certainly is. A whole lot better.
That's when they ride the horses, brother. Around 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir. You got some nice horses, too. Yes, sir. They're just as fat as they can be.
Well, you know what they're doing. They did that, they tore up on them bales out there.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
She's not here, I'll have her call you. In town? No, ma'am, I couldn't tell you. 662.
Yes, sir.
7 o'clock.
Seven 30 or 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Is a better time.
Yes, sir.
But you can't. You talk about fat.
Yes, sir.
You can't talk about fat when Emma's so fat.
No, but she's not fat as your horses, though.
My horses are too fat.
Yes, they is really fat all right now. Yes.
Oh goodness. I believe I just been sitting here all day this afternoon.
It'd be a whole lot better out there. Yeah.
You put some standards on there and you could really load up your trunk.
Yes, sir. Well, I hadn't really prepared for hay, you know. I wasn't expecting to do much hauling.
Yeah.
I didn't have any of my own.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I'd better be getting on with this here so I can get it unloaded and maybe I'll get back. It'd be kind of late to get the other. I'll probably might could pick up George to help me load the next one. I hate to worry you.
You don't need any help.
Sir?
You don't need any help. I'll help you.
All right, sir. All right, sir. If you don't mind the work, why?
How's Miss Emma getting along today?
Well, she's getting along all right, I guess. She's doing better than I am today. She's standing there in the lot and getting the shade when she wants it now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
At least she's there in the shade, isn't she?
Yes. I'm going to put her to work some
tomorrow or next day, I want to plow my ground for some potatoes, bed it up.
Oh?
Sweet potatoes. I'm thinking of setting them out by the first of the week, and, you know, I don't have much help, and I have to start in time. I put the fertilizer down, and I want to set them out by the first of next week.
How many are you going to have?
Well, I guess it would probably be a half acre.
Oh, that'd be nice.
A sweet potato?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
that's
good. Yeah.
Well,
Miss Emma, Emma can do all that.
Oh, yes. She do all part of it. She can't hold that plow back there. But she'll pull it all right.
What kind of plow you use?
I might use what's called a champion, turn plow. Mule, you know, single, one-horse plow.
That little turning plow embedded up?
Yes, sir, embedded up. I four furrows together.
Four furrows?
Yes, sir. And make it large enough for the whole marsh and makes a pretty good bed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact, I'm putting the rows four feet apart, near as I can get them.
You're going to bed it up four at a time, four of them?
Yes, sir.
And then put them 4 feet apart?
Well, I'll bed it, yeah. Well, I did take my plow and mark it off 4 feet apart. Then I put the fertilizer down. Then I'll bed it right on that fertilizer.
Oh, you bed it up there on the fertilizer?
Yes, sir. Bed it up on the fertilizer.
Now, is this your slips, regular slips, or is this your vines?
Well, is them what you see there? See, they come up there, some part of them slip, but they're long enough to cut vines. Some of them is that long now. Some of them are cut by 3 vines to the piece now, but some maybe won't make but one, some two, like that. But I got some that's about ready to cut what I set out, but I'm going to use these here. Now, if I need any more, I'll cut these other rows what I set out.
Well, they'll grow.
Yes, sir.
You can get all you want.
Yes, sir. They'll make potatoes, too, because I have pulled them out that way. The year before last, I pulled out just the drawers out of the field and put out drawers. They wasn't room by that long. And some people said they wouldn't make good, but I made about as good a crop of potatoes the year before last as I ever had it. You know, I'm afraid I haven't handled a few of them down here in the stove. But about a year ago, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yes, you melt them kids here, but that's some of what I raised.
You never peddle them anymore?
Well, sometime I do. Well, what I raised last year wasn't so good. They didn't look so good. Had some spots on them, and I didn't like that so well, and I didn't try to sell any of them.
Yeah.
I sold a bushel to them, but I didn't try to sell them because I didn't like them so well myself. And it might have been the fertilizer. A man told me he believes the fertilizer, and it might have been that because I use fertilizer out of the chicken coop. I had quite a bit of it in there, and I used lots of that in there, and he said that was the cause of it. I don't know. I had never experienced that about a potato, but chicken fertilizer.
Well, you've used it all along, haven't you?
Well, not so much for potatoes. I have put a little, but I put more last year, and I have been putting put it down heavier, you know.
Who was that telling you that?
As a council over here. He's what that. I don't know if he had any experience about it or not.
Well, I imagine he has.
Yes, he might.
Yeah.
He said it's too much ammonia or something in there, so he said.
Yeah.
That chicken.
Better. Yeah. Well, that's a curious thing. I heard Miss Daisy say she had a peck.
Yes.
And I said, Miss Daisy, a peck won't go anywhere with your big family.
Yes, sir.
She ought to get them and heal them out.
Yes, sir.
And keep them during the winter.
That's right.
Did yours keep last winter?
Yes, they kept pretty good. Yeah. Well, they just give out, about a month ago.
Well, I should say they did. How do you heal them out?
To keep them?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You notice that cave I got there not far from the pump that you were where? You didn't notice that.
No.
It was kind of something just like a fresh digger grave. And I dig that and put straw in the bottom. And you were digging about 3 foot deep, something like that.
Oh.
And put straw in the bottom and put potatoes in there and cover it with straw and put some of that tin roof and I had on top of it to keep the frost on it.
Yeah.
But see, that potato be down in the ground right on, but it won't be like it's growing, you know. It'll be down in the dirt, you know, pretty cold, because it can't strike it through.
Yeah.
And they keep pretty good that way, too.
Well, now, do you pile the taters up, touching each other?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And straw on the bottom?
Yes, sir, straw on the bottom, and put straw on the top of it, come over with straw.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be made in just the shape of this table, and fill it up with potatoes, and put straw on top of it. And I'll have that straw come to the top of it, be level, by level of the ground, and I'll put some tin roofing across on top. That's to keep the frost off it, and keep the cold air out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that keeps it all right?
Yes, yes, sir, that keeps it all right. People used to put them up a little different than that, but I found that the best way. What started me in doing that, a man got snake bit getting potatoes out of, you know, they used to have banks and reach their hand in there and get potatoes out, you know, like that, and he couldn't see where you're putting your hand. A man got snake bit with a mouse on that way. And
yeah.
So when I get ready to take these, I take that top off, and take a pitchfork and move that straw, then I can see what I'm doing.
You can see what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How did you used to do it?
They used to hill it up some kind of like that, in the shape of that, all the way around, you know, just make it round, you know. It would dig a little place round in the ground, put the potatoes down there and pile them up. Maybe they come up kind of like a steeple up about that high, then they'd heap. Take pine bark and go, put straw over there and take pine bark and go all the way around it, you know, boulders or something or other, and that's to keep the cold out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's how you used to do it.
And they didn't use tin?
No, sir, they didn't use the tin.
Yeah.
No, sir, when they first started doing that, tin is so scarce. That's when I was a boy, tin is so scarce, I guess they didn't have it to use.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they had plenty of pine bark, and there were plenty of timber woods that time, get that, or some pine trees, large logs.
Mm-hmm.
This boy works over here with me a little bit, said you told him that Emma walked the trestle.
No, I didn't carry her, cause I went across with my horse, but I had before I got her. Cause now, see on that trestle, them rocks is just like out there on that railroad there. They got them rocks on that trestle bed too. And, I know I tried because her feet wasn't very good, but the horse that I used to have, I would carry her, go across there with her.
Mm-hmm.
I ride the side of the track. He asked me yesterday evening about could he go through that road to ride the railroad.
Oh.
I told him that could he get across the trestle. I told him he can get across, but always when I went across, you know, I didn't ride my horse across the trestle. I would get out and lead her.
Uh-huh.
But he hits her solid just like a bridge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, she didn't have to just walk the cross ties.
No, sir. Well, it'd be cross ties in there too on the rock. Just about like in this track out here.
Uh-huh.
It'd be just some rocks and things, but it'd be cross ties in there. But it wouldn't be a cross tie she had to step on. It'd be pretty well level like just like that table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes.
Yes.
He thought that she'd have to step on the open cross tie.
No, it's no trouble to get one cross there.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, ma'am, you wouldn't have to step on the cross
tie. You'd have to know when a train was coming.
That's the only thing. Yes, that's the thing. Because, you know, if a train would catch you on there, it'd just be bad.
Yeah.
But I always stop and listen. But, you know, it wasn't so safe to travel across there unless you had to do. But I did do it.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't travel. I'd ride, after I get across there, I'd ride on the side of the track, you know, to get out a piece further. And a piece further, because he couldn't find that way. I used to get off the railroad at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get off and get on the right of way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
what did Miss Annie said? She's doing better since she changed, went up to Gainesville there to the doctor.
Well, she is. Yes, she's doing a whole lot better.
And she's got a good appetite.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's doing better. She takes up a little weight. Well, she was getting down, put a low down in weight. She's less than 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, she's picked up now. She's Better than 100.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did she eat plenty of peanut butter?
Yes, sir. She loved peanut butter.
Where you get peanut butter?
Well, I've been getting it down here right later, down here at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fed. It's got a little jaw thing there. Yeah, just a little big in that glass.
Mm-hmm.
Small jaw.
Well, you need, if she's gonna get fat on peanut butter, you need big jars.
Gallows, yes, I have gallows.
Yeah. I'll bring you one from town sometime.
All right, sir. Well, I guess I better be going, Mr. Myers. I want to get that.
Well, is it going to rain?
This afternoon? I don't know soon. It might.
It
sort
of looks that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it's hotter now.
I was going over and mow some more.
See, you're going to mow some more. Yes, sir. I see where you had started. You done that this morning, eh?
Yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to talk him out of it because I think it's going to rain.
Yes, sir.
But you can't tell.
It might, and I know it's hard to tell. Yes, sir.
That's the thing about hay, isn't it?
Yes, sir. If you strike that bad weather, why, you have just have a bad time with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is your truck working pretty well now, Wooden?
Yes, sir. I think it is. It's mm-hmm. doing well.
What was it you telling me last that you'd had done to it?
Kingpin bushes. Well, he told me, the inspector told me to have that done before I come back to see him anymore. He told me not to come back that tell I do have it done.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But them bushes wasn't bothering driving it, but you know, after when he examined it, he told me don't bring it back there till I'd have it done.
So you've had it done now?
Yes, sir.
Now you got to go way up back up there?
Yes, well no, he passed it before.
Did he?
But he told me not to bring it back till I have it done.
Yeah.
For the next inspection.
Well, you got a year.
Well, now I'll have to go back in August, won't I? I went in February before.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. See, that was before they passed this law.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then in August has been my time to go back again, but I have to go back now, then it'd be a year, won't it? Is that the way it is?
I don't know.
That's the way I understand it.
Yes. Well, that's what a man told me it was. I'd have to go back. You know, August has been my 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go back in August. Then after that, it'd be a year then. It'd be August again.
That's the way you understand it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Faye was expecting Miss Annie to come over and visit with her.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, if I knew it, I could have brought her. But, you know, this time got through dinner. Well, I didn't know it, and I just told her I was coming over here to get the balance of the hair. I just didn't think it was very, very much, you know. I didn't know it was that much.
Well, now, you go on home and unload and come back and get some more and bring Miss Annie with you.
Next time?
Yeah, I'll bring her
over. Well, I can do that. I'll go on and while I'm getting the hair off,
That'd be fine.
Yeah, all right. I'll do that,
yeah.
That'll be just fine.
Yeah,
we've been expecting her. Yes, sir. Well, now, here they are. As I remember, Miss Annie walked around outside a while. Then I said, Faye said, let's go in. Of course, we were rigged up at the table, and Faye had a cup of tea for her, iced tea, and we were ready to talk. That just later that afternoon.
Talking.
Miles called the chicken. I don't never get none off them. Hardly the chickens eat mine up.
Oh, they do?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, we've got that big one. We've got one on the corner and two out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, help yourself to the tea there if you like.
What is this, iced tea?
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
I don't like it too cold.
Oh, well, maybe you'd rather just let it. That may be too cold for you. Is it too cold?
I can drink it.
Well, don't. Just let it sit there if it's too cold for you, because I did have some ice in it. Uh-huh. Well, how do you fix your figs?
I don't ever fix them because I don't have none to fix. The chickens won't let me get any. Chickens
really?
And the birds.
Well, you must have just one tree, then.
That's all. Just one tree.
It's not as big as that one?
Oh, no, it ain't half large as that one. Miss Dora said, and Miss
the lady that was staying here before y'all moved.
Uh-huh.
So she used to cover them with cheesecloth.
Cover the fig trees?
The fig bushes with cheesecloth. That's to keep the birds off them.
You know, I'd think it would take a pretty big piece of cheesecloth.
Yes, it would take a large piece to cover that bush.
And the ones down there are bigger than this one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, when they get ripe, you can just come up here and help yourself. And they make fine preserves.
Yes.
And most people like them fresh.
Sure.
With a little lemon on them. Because there's going to be certainly more than we can use.
That's right. Is yours the purple or the white?
The purple.
That's mine is.
We laughed about Guy and this boy going over to get Emma. And we couldn't remember what you heard had happened down at the store. I want you to tell me.
What is that?
When Guy and this man went over to see Emma, when Coleman wasn't there, and she went, you know, and you all found out about it. Where was it that you found out they'd been over there?
Miss Woods.
What'd she tell you?
I think Mr. Miles and them stopped in the store. I believe what she said was telling her about it.
Oh. And what'd she tell you?
She didn't tell me. I haven't seen her.
Oh, she told
Coleman.
Oh, what did she tell Coleman?
I don't know what all Coleman said she told him about it. They had been up here, up to the house, and they went to catch him or something. Emma wouldn't let them catch her.
If she ran them out. I wish.
Would have said Mr. Meyer said he went in the crib, in the barn,
yeah,
to get some feed to see could he catch her.
I see.
And he went round on one side. He put them in the trough. He went round on the other side, and Emma tore out on this side.
So, I guess they went on back up to the store then.
I guess they did. That man was on the horse with Father. He was the one with Mr. Miles?
No. This was someone who had come over to fix the hoofs. And Coleman had said that Emma's hoofs were not in not good shape.
That's right.
So that's why he took them over there.
No, he couldn't have done nothing for Emma's house unless Coleman had been there.
Do you suppose he couldn't even lift it a foot, could he?
No, she wouldn't let him get to her.
Uh-huh. I want you to tell me how he used a rope on Emma to catch her. You said around her feet?
He used to tie when he turned out in the field. He used to tie a rope around her ankle, yes, and above her foot, like that.
Oh.
And when something around like that, they can't run so much.
Just tied around one of her ankles?
Yes, ma'am, just one.
And did he tie the rope up to something?
No, they just let the rope drag. A piece, and not a long rope, just a small, short
rope. Yeah. But you never could do anything with Emma, could you?
Never could. I have never put a bridle on her. Now, the other horses and mules we had, I could catch them, me and my daughter, hitch them up double to the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
But this one here, I've never put the bridle on them. At least I have never been close to him. Emma never let me get close to her. But she knows the difference, me and Coleman.
Wonder why that is.
I don't know. Miles, I really thank you. I don't know why that is. I don't know whether we shall live or not.
Some people say they get used to the way you look, and everybody has a certain kind of air about them that the horses know.
Yeah.
And I guess they're used to those that feed them.
I guess so. Yeah, because I've never fed her. Yeah, and the other horse that we had before we got her, I could feed and go out in the field and catch her.
Uh-huh. But was she the one that he rode across the trestle?
Yes, ma'am. She's the one. He had never rode Emma.
Oh. He's never been on Emma.
No, ma'am.
He just drives her to the...
to the wagon.
Wagon. I see. Well, how would he go across the trestle on a horse?
Right in the middle, it's closed up in the middle of the track.
Oh.
The tires is down there, but we got it rocked all the way across.
Uh-huh.
You can go across with the horse.
Is it very long, trestle?
No, it's not so very long.
You'd want to be sure the horse didn't get frightened.
That's it.
Or a train
come along.
Yeah.
Your horse is afraid of train. They have never been around trains, have they?
I don't know. One or two of my horses would be afraid of a train. I don't know whether the big horse would be or not.
That's right.
But they hadn't been around them. Of course, Emma's used to a train. Your horses are used to a train.
I don't know whether she's been right there at the lot and the train passes out there. I don't think she's so afraid of a train.
Guy was saying that he'd have to get you a big jar of peanut butter if you ate peanut butter so much. We get them in those big jars.
Yes, ma'am.
In town. It's a little cheaper than the smaller jars.
That's right.
Well, how do you all have lots of sweet potatoes?
How?
Sweet potatoes.
You mean ready now to eat?
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
But you have had them.
Yes.
How do you keep them in the winter?
He puts them down and digs a hole.
Yeah.
And put them down and then put straw over them and then he covers them up with tin
uh-huh.
on top.
Uh-huh. You all enjoy potatoes?
But I don't bother with potatoes. Coleman loves them, but I like some myself. But look like just get stopped up. Don't go no further in the chest. It don't go down.
Oh, really?
And I don't never eat them.
All kinds,
ma'am.
Both kinds of potatoes.
White potatoes.
Uh-huh.
No, white potatoes don't do me that bad. Just the sweet potatoes.
Oh. So you just cook them for Coleman?
Yes, sir. He loves them. And the girl, she comes home, she loves them too.
How does he like them cooked?
Ma'am.
How do you cook them?
I bake them.
Bake them.
Yes, ma'am. Now, when I make pies out of them, I can eat the pies and it won't hurt me.
Oh, Miss Annie, I love a sweet potato pie. How do you make a sweet potato pie?
I just boil the potatoes,
uh-huh.
mash them, and put your butter and your sugar and flavoring in it. And then you put it in the crust.
Make the crust first?
Ma'am.
You don't make the crust and bake it first. You don't do that. You make
the crust. Some people fix them that way. Now, some people fix them. You have yet in what you call potato bread?
No.
Well, you just mash them up, fix them like you're gonna put in the pot in the crust, but you don't put them in the kernel crust. You just grease your baking dish, whatever you're gonna cook it in, and just put them in there and let it get cold and cut it out. Mix a little flour with it. That's to help, you know, hold the potatoes together. They're nice. I love the potato bread myself.
Well, now you can eat that.
Yes, ma'am, I can eat that. But I don't know why I can't eat the baked potatoes.
Well, there's so many ways of fixing them. You don't have to just bake them all the time.
That's right.
And the bread, you put some flour in?
Yes, and you mix a little flour in it. Sift your flour in it and mix it, stir it up when you're making the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then put your extract and whatever your flavor you're going to put in it.
Do you put any eggs in it?
Yes, ma'am, you can put an egg in it. Yes, you can put an egg in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have with that? What do you like to eat with it?
Ma'am.
What do you like to eat with it?
I just eat it just so when I eat it.
Uh-huh.
Just cut it out and eat it.
Like bread?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Uh-huh. That sounds as if it would go good with fresh meat.
Yeah, I have never tried the fresh meat. Yeah, I see my daughter eats it that way. She loves fresh meat. She eats fresh meat.
I believe I heard you say you like grits.
Ma'am.
You like grits.
Yes, ma'am. I like grits.
And you don't cook them any special way?
No, ma'am. Just, I guess, cook some.
A little margarine.
You don't like grits?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Daddy, you haven't looked around yet much.
That?
I don't know whether you recognize this place now. Hey, you haven't looked around here much.
You know, I haven't been here. I have never been right here to the house.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better look around a little bit. Stay sure around some.
Well, we can go outside. I think she'd like it.
Sure. Yeah, you want
all
her.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
She said she had this camellia she bought at Hawthorne. She's had it 3 years and hadn't bloomed. And I asked her if anything particularly she had to do with it.
It's about that high now. I got some of Coleman's fertilizer that he had there to put around his cane, and I put a little around it, and it's growing some now, but look like to me it ought to be blooming.
Well, I think it takes about, I have one at the house. It's been there about 4 years, and it bloomed this year for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give Miss Annie something to drink,
see? No, thank you. She done gave me something. I wouldn't care for nothing else.
I don't know why. And me too.
I wouldn't care for any water, Miss Miles.
You don't care for anything.
No.
Well, I believe God needs
something,
then I'll
yes.
give him some.
I'll tell
you.
Magnolia trees?
No, I have one. We had one there. And cut it down. No, I have none in the yard. some out there right on the edge of Otto Fence and Mr. Franklin, over there in Mr. Franklin's pasture.
But that wasn't right in your yard.
No, that's not in my yard, but the one we had there was right out there by the lot. And I think a man come there and bought that tree. I think that's what happened to that tree.
Well, these are getting so big. I'd like to have some young ones.
Yes.
Coming on.
They're pretty when they're in bloom, and
I told Miss Annie that there was a camellia down there that when it was time to move them, I'd let her bring her one small one.
Oh, well? Uh-huh. Well, good. And it's blooming?
No.
No, it's not time for them to bloom.
But it's not a good time to move them right now.
No.
I mean, it blooms in the right season.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it blooms.
What color was it?
This was a white one. Do you prefer a red?
Yeah.
You like red better?
Oh, yes, I like the red. I sent for a red one when I bought that one I got, but then my brother-in-law brought it to me, and he said that the lady said that that was a white one, what I had.
Then I'll find a red one for you.
Thank you.
Well, you just prefer red.
I love the red.
You have all red flowers?
Huh?
All your flowers red?
No. No, not all of them red. But I just like a red camellia.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know where that one I got is a red one or white. He said the lady said it's a white one. She had sold all the red ones. I can't tell what it is until it blooms.
And it hasn't bloomed?
No, it hasn't bloomed, but I just think the red ones, the white ones is pretty too, but I just like the reds the best.
Well, she waited 3 years for you, and that's right a good while of waiting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think you could use some, I think you could use some cow manure on it. That's what most people use.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm. There's regular camellia fertilizer.
Yes, my sister-in-law bought some of that for her.
But I believe that some of the fine camellia growers just use cow manure.
Yes, I know a lady that a Rochelle. She has a large one. And she says that that's what her husband put around hers. Because it was so pretty, I asked her that she buy the regular camellia fertilizer, but she said no, she had never bought none.
Mm-hmm. And it'll take a good bit, too.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you fertilize your flowers right regular, Miss?
No, sir. I don't fertilize them regular. Some I got to have. They never had any fertilizer around them.
And they do good?
They do very well there.
Miss,
that's my place. It's very dry there.
Well, I wouldn't think it.
Yes, but it is. Don't care how hard it rains, just as soon as the rain stops, the water goes in the ground.
Well, how do you account for that?
I don't know. No, don't no water stand around there, only out there to the lot, in the front of the lot. The crib do. Water stands there, but nowhere else around there. As soon as the rain stops, the water's gone.
Well, that's curious, because you're right there with that big swamp.
Huh?
You're right there with that big swamp. Looks like you'd have plenty of water.
Yes. But I don't have it.
Now that is queer.
There's a water in around here.
Yes, yes. It holds water right well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, it's just on clay.
Clay?
Yes.
Oh, is it? Well, that's the reason the bush, the flowers and things grow so nice here, yeah, clay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It just got a little sand on the clay.
Well.
Not that one.
How did Mr. Wood's watermelons do?
Oh, they done good.
Did?
Yeah.
He threw with them?
Anything?
I think he's through. Yes.
He got in here the first week of June. The first cutting he did in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got a good price for him. I think you got about 2 cents for them first month.
Did he? Yes, I believe Coleman told me that he said he got 2 cents for his father.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I come back to see me. I was interested in what Miss Annie could tell me about cooking because I'm not a very good cook, Miss Annie. And I bet
I'm
you
not
are.
Either.
Yes, you are. I was interested in that potato bread.
Oh, really?
He told me how to fix potato bread.
Potato bread?
Uh-huh.
Sweet potatoes?
You have never had no sweet potato bread yet?
No.
No?
How you go about it?
You fix it. You had potato pies, haven't you? Put the pies in the crust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the potato bread, you don't put in the crust. You just mash it up like you're going to fix a pie. And you put a little flour in it and stir it up, and that'll help thicken it some. And then put your extract or whatever, nutmeg or any kind of extract, your flavor you want to put in. And then you grease your whatever you're going to put in, pan or baker or whatever, and then put it in the stove.
And bake it.
But you let the pan get hot. Don't put it in cold.
Oh, now I would have made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And do you grease it?
Yes, you grease it, and then let your pan get hot.
Like you do cornbread?
And then put your potatoes in there.
You can't do that. You're going to have to watch. You're going to have to see Miss Annie.
Miss Annie, sometime when you're making potato bread, would you let me watch you?
Why, sure.
She'd make it, but it wouldn't taste right. You know how that is. She might follow your recipe, but still it wouldn't taste like it.
What do you make cakes from start, or do you use something, a mix or something?
No, ma'am.
Oh, you wouldn't use a mix, would you?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of cakes do you like to make?
That's plain.
Plain.
Plain cake. You do very nice cooking cakes.
No, Miss Annie, I'm not any good cook.
I'm not either. I baked one. I baked one yesterday. A cake.
Uh-huh.
A sweetbread. I don't call it no cake.
Sweetbread.
And I put too much butter in it for the flour. I put in the cake. And last night I gave Coleman some of it. And Coleman said he had to take the spoon. Had to take the spoon and eat it with. It was so greasy. Yes. I did put more butter in it. Now I ought to put more flour. Yeah, Coleman said he had to take the spoon to eat it then. But it was good. It tastes nice, but it was just too sharp. Greasy.
Tastes nice, though.
Oh, yes, it tastes
did
nice.
Did you put a filling on it?
Ma'am.
Did you put a filling on it?
No, ma'am.
No, I just made it
plain.
Uh-huh. Do you cook it in a pan or a skillet?
In a pan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I bet you Miss Annie's got some good recipes over there, Faye. Just make your
Miss Annie, I haven't got them. Now, my sister, she always did work out. She, in New York, and she always did work out for the people up there, and, she liked me a lot. Now, I didn't know how to make, the doctor told me to eat, egg custard, and I didn't know how to fix them. And so she came out home and she fixed me one.
Uh-huh.
And so ever since then, I've been fixing them myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to fix egg custard?
No, I don't know how to do anything except toast.
Well, you bake, if you don't bake it on a tin plate or nothing, you break it in a this deep pyrite.
Yes,
dishes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're nice.
You have one.
Oh, I have two of them. And Coleman, he's more of it now than I do.
I see. How do you make it?
You take your milk. I use just two cans of milk. And you scald the milk. Don't let it boil well. You scald it. And you take an egg, and you beat the egg in two tablespoons of sugar.
Oh.
And you together, and then you pour the milk and then put your flavor in it and then put it in the stove and bake it.
Is that all you do?
That's all.
Why, Miss Annie?
It sounds good.
Two tablespoons of sugar.
Yeah.
And I use two eggs, but you can just use one. And you beat the sugar and the eggs together.
And two cans of milk.
And then you scald the milk.
Uh-huh.
And then the milk scald, you pour it in there with the sugar and egg.
Uh-huh. And then bake it.
And put it in the pan and in the basin. Mm.
Now, is that evaporated milk? Two cans of evaporated milk? I see. That makes enough for you and Coleman?
Yes, ma'am. That'll last us two days.
2 days?
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
You bake it in a hot oven?
Yeah, I fix it on 300.
Oh.
Now the tape was out. Miss Annie was talking about this silver knife way of telling when it's done. So I got her to tell it. I asked her to say it all over again. Got on it.
He's like clever. And you tell he's done then.
Now, how is that, Miss Annie? How do you tell now when it's done?
You put a silver knife in your bacon. Mm-hmm. You take a silver knife and you just stick it down on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's that milk down and there's done, you know, like it's clabbered,
mm-hmm.
it's done. But long it looks soft like water, like milk it is, it ain't done.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your knife in, that's the way you test it.
And then you can tell by looking at your knife, or you have to look down there?
No. If you see the test with the knife, that milk down in the dish,
mm-hmm.
it'd be clabbered like.
Mm-hmm.
But if it looks soft,
mm-hmm.
it'll run to the top,
mm-hmm.
if it's not done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if it's just in one place like clabber milk, mm-hmm. it's done.
Well, you just want to stick your knife down in there and push it aside so you can peep down in.
Just knife down on the side and
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I love it. I use it all the time.
I believe I could learn from the way Miss Annie
Coleman said he can make it.
He
said he can make it.
Yeah.
But he have never made none, but he said he can make it.
I'd be sure to not know when the milk was just scalded.
Yes, now
right
don't let it boil.
Right before boiling.
No, don't let the milk boil. Just scald the milk.
Well, does it skim over then?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know sometimes when the milk gets too hot, it's got a scum on it?
Yes. No scum don't be over it. Now, if you let it boil, a scum will come over it.
I see.
But you don't let the milk boil.
Uh-huh.
you can let it boil and get that scum on it, and you see, then you pour it off, and the scum stays on the pan.
Yeah.
Milk don't taste right after that.
Well, you, and it's easy to scorch, too, you know.
Yes.
Have too hot a fire.
Yeah.
And if the milk will burn, and your pudding will taste scorch, like scotch.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let it scorch, don't let it burn.
Miss Annie, who built that barn over there where you all are?
I don't know. That barn was there, I think, to say when his papa bought that place. That barn was there.
But there is something that his father built, you told me.
His father built a shelter, a wagon shelter there, but a storm come there, I think, and blew it down. Mr. Boyd, you know Mr. Boyd, don't you, Phil?
Sure.
Well, he built that shelter, but that shelter blew it open. And he built a little house out there where his father used to plant cotton.
Cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen cotton grow?
Not down here.
He built a little house for cotton?
To put cotton in after you pick the cotton.
Yeah.
Put the cotton in and good.
Mr. Boyd?
Yeah, Mr. Boyd built it. But it done something with that house.
I didn't know Mr. Boyd was a carpenter.
He can do a little something, do something. Let him tell it, though. He's a good carpenter.
Yeah? He's a pretty good talker.
Yes, he is a good talker. Get to talking like he don't know when to stop.
Now, who planted that big camphor tree?
Woodard's mother, Coleman's mother. She set that out there.
And you remember when she done it?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when she done it?
Why, sure. Yeah.
Was it a pretty big tree when she put it out?
No, it was nothing but just a little small one. Her brother-in-law brought it to her from out from Palatka.
Mm-hmm.
And she set that there. No, it was small.
Jackie.
Yeah, that tree was put there after me and Coleman married.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure is a big one.
Sure is large. And a tree about 56 years of age.
Oh, really?
Yes, 55 or 56.
Yes, sir. Miss Annie,
now, this is the end of Channel 1 over. The visit on Monday, right here in the kitchen, in the big kitchen. First Coleman and then Annie. Monday the 23rd of June. And this is the end of Channel 1 right. And I'll finish it on Channel 1.